And here we are, another Waste of a Podcast, show number 170. Oh, I just looked it up. 172.
Yep.
172. I am Dave, your host of this show that we do once every few months. And now I have to see if I can adjust the sound. I don't think I can, so I'll just turn this down like this to kill that, because I have Adam and you are on the same computer. Over across the river, through the woods, at grandmother's house.
That's right.
He's been on hiatus. He has been producing professional Broadway musicals.
Yes.
On the Broadway.
Decided to come back.
At the Fabulous Fox Theater.
That's right.
Have you been at the Fabulous Fox Theater?
No.
Oh. Wow. That got
what recorded. Was that?
That was me turning up the volume on my computer because I couldn't turn the speaker up anymore and I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, wonderful.
That is a sound my new computer makes.
Wow.
Ish. I have a new...
What does it do? What kind... Can we talk about your new computer?
Sure, we can talk about my new computer. We can talk about what happened to my old
All
computer.
All right, let's hear what happened.
So, a few months ago, we had a terrible lightning storm. And my computer went out. Just nothing. It was just making a crazy... the fan would go
Did
on.
You not have a surge protector?
I had a surge protector.
Wow.
But, I mean, I guess maybe it was old or didn't protect the surge as best as it should. But, I mean, the computer was 8 years old. So, it wasn't...
How many? Eight?
Eight, yeah.
Okay.
So, it wasn't a spring chicken.
No.
But, and it was filled with dust.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, cat hair, dust, everything. Anyways, so it went out, and it just went zzzz, and that was it.
Yep.
And then every once in a while, and I tried to do things, and I took it apart, and I took my second hard drive out, because that was, it would give me a problem. And then after a few days, it came back to life. It was alive. And I had it working for a few weeks, and everything was fine. And then this particular day, a couple weeks ago, must have been sometime in the middle of August, I was sitting, must have been around August 24th or 25th, I was sitting out on my deck watching it rain.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I got up and came inside, and all of a sudden I saw a flash and a crash. Like, lightning hit somewhere nearby my house.
Yikes.
And the power went out.
All of it in
all
the house?
All of it in the house went out. And it came back on like a couple minutes later. And I was like, oh no, I went to the computer. Show enough.
Gone.
Zzz. Zzz. That's it. So this went on. Actually, this was probably before August 24th, because this went on for a few days. And every single day, I'd go up to the computer, press the power button, and it would just go, zzz. Zzz, every day. Just tried it. Just tried it. And then one day, I pressed it, and it went, zzz. And it came back to life.
Oh.
And I'm, holy shit.
It's like Frankenstein.
It was Frankenstein. I left it for dead. I had some generous benefactors ordering me a new computer. So I didn't want to tell them that it came back to life.
Right.
But
it didn't last long.
Well, I proceeded on taking everything I could off of it. You know,
okay.
Anything that I had, anything that I forgot that I may have had. I don't know. I just tried to take everything off of it. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that's still there that I probably should have taken off, but I forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
And then... couple days later, we had another lightning storm.
I'm like, oh, God.
I'm not falling for this again. I'm going to shut the computer down now.
Right. So unplug that mofo.
I shut it down, unplugged it. The storm passed. I came back, plugged it back in. Zzz.
Oh.
Zzz. Stopped working again. Like, son of a bitch. So
it was like you should have just left it on, right?
Should have left it on. So
turning it off killed it.
Turning it off, who knew?
Who would have thought that?
Who would have thought? I didn't think. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Right?
I was not, apparently. So I got a new machine. It's one of those new to me type machines. It's a refurbished computer.
Okay.
It is a Dell.
Okay.
Optiplex 760.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know anything about computers.
Now, I mean, you didn't need to get all new stuff, right? Just the CPU.
Or
did you get, like, a monitor and keyboard and all that
stuff?
Oh,
no, I just got the CPU, and it came with a keyboard and mouse.
Right.
But, no, I had the monitor. But I don't know anything about computers, Adam.
I mean, I know a little.
I know very little about computers.
How many gigs of RAM does it have?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I have no idea how much RAM it has. All I was concerned with was... space. Because what I seem to run out of mostly is space.
Okay, so how much space does it have?
2 terabytes.
2 terabytes?
Of hard drive
Jesus
space.
Christ.
This thing may be a slow shoot.
You won't be able to... There's no way in the world you could fill that.
My buddy John, who
two
sold...
2 terabytes?
My buddy John, who sold me my... Not my last computer, but the computer before that.
Okay.
And it probably had... Like, I don't even think it had 250 gigabytes on it. It probably had, like, a gigabyte of hard drive space. He's like, you'll never be able to fill this.
Right.
I mean, that was like 10, 15 years ago. He's like, you'll never fill this.
But that was before music became...
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean?
2 terabytes.
That's insane.
But all of my video files, that was what was filling up my old computer.
Was it? Yeah.
It was all those video files. So I could do that again, except... Oops, hold on. Sarah's logging in.
Oop. Logging in?
Well.
You're making her sign into something?
She's in the other room.
I have to be in the other room.
You do?
No.
No.
Oh, I was like, this is awesome. Sarah's on her laptop in the other room. Calling into Skype.
We can talk about that later. But
All I wanted
was hard drive space. Oh well, yeah, because all these videos. But unfortunately, because this is a new to me computer and not a refurbished and not a brand new spanking new computer, it's got some limitations.
Okay.
It does not have an HDMI plug in the back.
It doesn't?
It does not.
That's surprising.
It has a 3.25-quarter drive on it, too.
Oh.
Like, I can put a floppy disk in here if I owned one.
This is great.
If I owned one.
Okay.
2 terabytes of hard drive space. Could I say that?
Yeah.
But it's got a floppy disk drive. I don't know. I may have to go out and find floppy disks somewhere.
You never know.
I never know. I may have one somewhere with old porn on it.
Go to the thrift store. I'm sure they have floppy disks.
And buy people's old floppy disks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you
weird.
Never know what you'll find.
Oh, that's weird. I'm going to do that. Sarah, can we do that?
You can do that.
Excellent. I'm going to go buy some old floppy disks. So I don't have that. So I don't have the HDMI, which means at this moment I don't have two monitors going. So I've lost my second screen.
Right.
Which makes me sad. Because I was pretty... I was pretty reliant on that screen.
So your monitors were HDMI capable?
I had one. Yeah, one of them is, yes.
Wow.
The big one I'm using now is.
That's a new monitor then, huh?
Yes. But apparently it was going out on my parents because they're the ones who gave it to me. It wasn't working right, so they're like, hey, you try it. And it worked fine for me.
Perfect.
I know.
Well, can't you install an HDMI port into it?
You would think, but apparently this machine is very filled. Like it's not like I was reading online. I was trying to see if I could do it because I've done things like this before. I've done
right.
it, but the, according to the article I was reading is like if there's no space inside if you open it up.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, all right.
Does it have FireWire?
It doesn't have a FireWire.
Oh.
So I can't upload my videos. At least from my video camera. I mean, everything now is digital, so everything now I could do on my phone or whatever. It's fine. But because of my video camera, it's got the old DVD
right.
plug. It needs a FireWire. Thank you, by the way. Could not freaking remember what that was called.
Oh.
I was trying to figure out right before we started the show. Like, what the hell is that wire called?
Yep, FireWire.
FireWire. So I have no FireWire plug. So there's that. So I was looking up on Amazon just now to see if I can get one of those crazy little movie boxes.
Oh, yeah.
So I can just plug everything through there and be done with it.
I didn't think about that. How much are those?
Like $50. But I mean,
$50?
But I didn't really search into it yet.
Oh, okay.
I just
that
did.
Seems expensive for that.
That was the first thing I looked up. I didn't look up anything else. That's the first thing I looked up.
Oh, okay.
And then I also looked up to see I can get this cord for $15 that I can plug my old hard drives into.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So if I just get this cord, I can plug my old hard drive into it, and then I can, once again, pull all that information out and fill up my 2 terabytes. Have extra drive space if I wanted to.
So what you need, more terabytes.
More terabytes. Oops, Sarah's leaving already.
And we lost
her. And she's gone. And we lost her on the lines. Lost on the Skype line.
The Skype line's out.
Oh, my gosh. So that's all I'm working on this computer right now. It took me a little bit. I wasn't, when I first got the machine, I was not able to configure it right away to do the show, which was slightly nerve-wracking. Because right now we're listening to, Sarah and I can hear you and everything on the speakers. But for some reason it wasn't doing that originally. Well, it was only recording it, but I couldn't hear it. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be a problem. We're all going to have to wear headphones. But
that would have been all right.
For you, because you're already wearing headphones. But for me, we'd all have to get headphones to wear. So, but I fixed it.
But look at you. You're like Bill Gates.
I am like Bill Gates. Well, it gets better. And to continue the computer conversation, I suppose, before we get back to Adam. The Skype computer. All right? The computer I was using for Skype.
Right.
The one that kept dropping calls and was just loading terribly. My friend John at work, this is what he does. He works on computers.
That's what he does at work?
Well, no, he does when he's not working, he works on computers.
Oh, okay.
His other job. And he's like, he kept saying, oh, just bring your computer and bring your computer. I'm like, no, don't worry. I'll figure it out. So I messed with the computer so much that I just wanted to delete everything. Start from scratch. So it took me 2 days to figure out how to do that because I had partitioned something with another operating system and it just didn't work and nothing was working. So I finally did a factory reset. Hooray! I did a factory reset 5 years ago when Cody gave me this computer. See, king of the hand-me-downs. And I was able to find all the drivers online. This time, I couldn't find any of the drivers online.
Oh, really?
So I couldn't get on the internet. I couldn't play music. Couldn't do anything. The computer was just a word processor. Fast word processor. So finally, after 2 days of searching and trying to do it, I gave up and brought it to my friend John. And John was like what? He's like, he couldn't find anything. And he's calling up his buddy who works at another computer company. He's like, hey, you got to get me into your service so I can find these drivers. And the guy's like, why are you looking for such old drivers? That guy should just throw that computer out.
It's a lot of ass.
That's what I said. I'm like, you guys are computer snobs.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, we are. He's like, we only like working on new computers. But he said he was taking this as a challenge. He wasn't going to charge me. He was going to find these drivers. The screen was also broken. Like, one of the tabs in the back broke off, so the monitor wouldn't stay open. So since he works on computers, he had an old computer lying around. He took it apart and took the piece and had to file it down and put it into my machine.
What?
Yep. And he said he's doing that while he was on page 500 of the drivers.
Wow.
He has to go page by page by page. So, yes. So right now, I have a 2-terabyte computer, big monitor, and then Sarah's laptop is running you and all the sound effects, which I can't run because you're on the phone.
Oh.
But I considered hooking the iPod in, or the iPad, but I just ran out of time. So there. Those are my computer problems.
My computer's dead.
Oh, good.
Yep.
I thought Apple's never died.
They do.
Oh, okay.
I never had to fix anything on it, and then all of a sudden it died.
That's weird.
So now I have to go buy a new one.
It's a good thing you've been doing all this work on Broadway.
Right?
Right.
Good thing.
Rolling in the... They paid you a lot, right?
What'd you say?
They paid you a lot, right?
Oh, yes. I'm rolling in the dollars.
Okay, community theater.
Like, I had a wheelbarrow just filled with dollar bills.
Oh, they all freshly printed with their pictures on it.
Freshly printed.
Community...
Actually, they were all Sacagawea golden dollars.
Jesus, that's heavy.
Yeah. That's why it was in a wheelbarrow.
Now it makes more sense.
Right?
So community theater doesn't pay, huh?
Go figure.
Who knew?
Some of it does.
You didn't get a cut of the box office?
No.
So once again...
We didn't have a huge box office draw.
What show...
I think our largest was like $350.
What show did you do again? Remind our audience.
Carousel.
By the way, my name's Dave and that's Adam. Did I say that?
You did say that.
We did. But just in case for people who haven't listened to our podcast, Another Waste of Podcast.
In quite some time. Gotcha.
Quite some time. Reminding you, we are Another Waste of Podcast. Listen to the other 170 shows. Some of them may be humorous.
Waste more podcasts.
Uh-oh. Someone else has stepped into the studio.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
Milliana.
Oh, I'm Milliana. What do you do here?
My name's Adam.
Say hi.
Hi.
Are you keeping it real? That's what I thought.
She had to think about it. Millie, why aren't you wearing any pants? And she's gone.
She just reminded her she wasn't wearing pants.
I did.
So she had to go run and get pants.
I never do that to Sarah.
I don't blame you, Dave.
I never remind her she's not wearing pants.
Right. When she's walking around sans pants, you can just be like, lovely weather we're having today.
Not a cloud in the sky.
This is an extraordinary day.
I may wear a hat today.
Right. All the while just staring.
Isn't that right?
What?
Exactly.
I was telling Adam that I told Millie that she wasn't wearing any pants and she freaked out. And he's like, you should. And, I said, I never tell that to you.
Nope. He told me it was no pants Thursday last week.
He's pretty good at that. He's, you know.
It was topless Wednesday, which she did not partake in.
Oh, how terrible.
And then it was no pants Thursday, also no partaking.
She probably put more pants on just to make you mad.
She put sweatpants over her jeans.
That's right.
And then shorts above those. And then she said, check this out.
No pants, huh?
And I did.
Right. And I still did.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh la la.
And then topless Wednesday, she put on a jacket. 100 degrees outside.
Right, a parka.
I turned the air off. I was like, this has got to do something.
Still?
No, she just sweated out. It's like a sweat lodge. Wow. We did talk to our spirit animals.
Oh.
Mine is...
a whale?
What?
A whale?
Well, mine is a Cummerson dolphin.
Oh.
Sarah, what's your spirit animal?
Butterfly.
A butterfly.
I feel like mine was a wolf.
Ooh.
Or it was an orca.
No.
I can't remember.
No, you're copying me now.
You had a cumbersome whale.
It's not a dolphin. It's not a cumbersome whale.
You had a cumbersome dolphin.
Cumbersome. It's named after Cumbersome. Cumbersome, not cumbersome.
Tomato, tomato, Dave.
This whale's getting in my way. It's cumbersome.
How am I supposed to carry this? This is so awkward.
Cumbersome. Let's see.
What's the problem?
So, Adam.
Yeah,
you were in Carousel? Did you perform at all?
No, I directed it.
You directed it. You produced it and stage directed it. And
hey, no.
And
whoa, sorry.
And you did all those fun things.
I did.
And you did not have sellouts every night. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh goodness, no.
Ooh, did you guys
not
advertise?
Not even close.
Did you guys advertise?
Yep.
And people just didn't seem to want...
Well, we're also in Florissant, which still has a little bit of a bad rep from the whole Ferguson deal.
Oh, you should have invited all the Ferguson people.
They don't equate fine theater with Florissant yet.
Well, they did at one point.
Don't.
You know what I mean? And then it kind of... then everyone in Florissant moved to O'Fallon.
Oh. Hmm? That's... is inconvenient.
Literally everyone.
How'd they do that?
That doesn't belong in your mouth.
Well, because you could get new houses out there. Real cheap and real nice.
But how do you get rid of your old houses?
Well, they sold them all.
To who?
Well, the other people. So there are people here, but all of the people that supported the arts have either died or moved.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Into mansions like my sister has.
Your sister has a mansion?
Pretty much. It's 6,000 square feet.
Whoa.
How many square feet is this mansion?
In Florissant, that is a mansion.
Oh, no, that's not in Florissant. That's in O'Fallon.
O'Fallon. O'Fallon, Missouri?
Yeah.
Oh.
6,000 square feet is huge.
Yeah,
I don't know how big.
That's probably three times our house, Dave.
We could have had that.
We could have.
Your house is 2,000 square feet? That probably sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a little bit more. I can't remember exactly, but...
Yeah, that sounds right.
I've walked it with a lot of feet, but I've never counted.
My house is right at 1,100. That doesn't count the basement.
Oh, I was going to say, that doesn't seem... But if you count the basement, that
Yeah, that if seems... I count the basement, then it would it probably adds, you know, 800 more yeah. square feet, yeah, something yeah. like that.
And you have a pretty kick butt basement.
I do. With a 65-inch TV. LED. Even.
So it's mostly TV.
It's pretty much just TV.
All right.
You know, there's not much. And a big couch. That's about all there is to it.
Do you still have the big
beanbag
couch thing?
I do have one of those, yep.
Millie Anna Abbey.
But then I actually have a big couch, like one of those L-looking couches.
Ah.
Like the couch with the chaise on it.
Chaise lounge.
A chaise lounge.
You guys, you must be rich.
No, weekends only.
Oh.
Like it was like $600.
I remember that place.
Yeah. Do you not have one there?
We do not. I don't think so.
I don't think I've seen one, no. We have IKEA, but no weekends only.
Oh, IKEA's coming here next month.
Oh, is it really? Why?
Yeah, they just built it.
It seems like it's been on its way there for years now.
Well, it was going to Kansas City.
Kansas City.
They built one in Kansas City, and then all of a sudden they were like, yeah, we're going to build one. And it's like, it's by SLU.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's huge. It's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah, they are very... They're huge.
And I've never been to one, so I'm pretty excited to actually go into one.
According to Zillow.com, our house is 1,674 square feet.
Is it? I thought it really? Was closer okay. to 2,000.
That's what Zillow says.
Oh.
And I believe it.
Zillow knows, I guess.
Zillow knows more than I knows. Adam, I would ask for you to tell me your address, but you know.
Right.
You can text
mine.
It to me.
Probably says 1096 square feet.
I wouldn't know. I guess I can try to find your house by just traveling to Florissant.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do that right now. How do you spell Florissant?
F L O R I S S A N T.
I'm sure it'll come up once you start typing that in.
Oh well.
There's a Florissant, Michigan as well, so just be careful.
Nope, okay.
Ouch.
I got to
Did you find me?
I've not yet.
Hmm.
But there's a whole lot of houses here. I have to remember.
Do you have your phone right there?
I do have it right in front of me.
All right. Here it comes.
I was going to say, I wonder if I can find it before he actually gives it to me.
Go ahead. Keep looking.
I'm looking. None of this
Stand
looks...
outside of your house and wave at him so we can see it.
None of this looks familiar so far. I think he is standing outside.
I just texted you. Did you get it?
I have a text. By the way, I have a brand new... Sarah and I have brand new phones.
Brand new
we
telephones?
Do. It's wonderful. Here, you can...
Oh, we have... are they wonderful or are you just...
No, no. I am so happy to...
Oh, okay.
...be rid of my Windows phone.
What do you have now?
Android. We're back to Android.
Galaxy S3.
Yes.
Were those free ones?
No.
No.
They don't do that crap anymore.
No. Oh, that's right. You have to pay it in the bill.
Yep.
Yuppers.
Awful.
It is awful. Stupid. Stupid.
Sarah, I like your pirate bag.
Arr.
My pirate bag.
Whatever that thing you made.
The Darth Vader pirate bag looking thing? Is that what it was?
Oh, those are knitting needles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, knitting
Never
needles.
Never mind.
Sorry.
Adam,
I don't like it.
what did you guess?
Forget it.
What did you guess your square footage to be?
1096.
Oh, 1109.
Oh.
Sweet.
You've got a few extra feet to stretch around.
Wow, it already feels bigger in here.
And ours feels smaller.
Good grief.
Right here, like, dang it. My house feels... Your house is so much bigger than mine.
Your house was practically free.
Well, practically.
I'm looking at, I'm just looking at how much it sold for in 2001.
83?
Yeah!
Yeah.
God damn.
But what does it list at now?
That's
78?
82.
Yeah. Not surprised.
Point taken. Fascinating. Fascinating talk. So yeah, we have new phones. Faster, better, stronger.
That's awesome.
We were showing my parents how to use their phone.
Is it one of those phones that has the stylus?
It does not. It's not that big. Does not.
Oh, okay.
Not necessary. Holy crap, all these houses are so cheap. Sarah, why are we doing living here?
I don't know.
Isn't that awful?
For who? For you, I
guess. Like the house that was next to me in like 2005 sold for $130,000.
Oh, really?
And then the market tanked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the house across the street from me sold for $125,000, and my house is better than theirs.
Oh.
So if I would have sold when the getting was good, then I could have made a great deal of profit.
Yeah.
Like a great deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
But instead, I
like
sat
a whole
in
extra house.
Do you know
here
there,
I am.
Do you know there's a house five houses down from you that has a swimming pool?
That has a sexual predator in it.
What?
Sorry. I'm just joking. Wait a minute, that's on Adam's house.
Oh, there's a problem with your house, Adam.
What's that?
You're a sexual predator.
What?
That house, God, the house has a pool.
Does Zillow tell you that, if there's a sexual predator?
No, it does
no,
not.
No, I was joking, I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, I was like, I gotta get on Zillow. Perverts.
We can buy Adam's house, sir.
Yep.
If we sold ours.
Yep. Well, that's how the houses were here. I think our house was like originally like $350,000, and
what?
We bought it for half of that price.
I can tell you
how
much it was.
Yeah, it was really bad. I think the housing crash affected.
Oh yeah, it killed everybody.
Yeah,
and actually,
I mean, and that's what killed my neighborhood.
And physically
is because
killed
of all
people.
The foreclosures.
Yeah.
So there were houses down the street selling for like $52,000, and it's like, I got nothing. I can't even compete with that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll slowly turn around. By the time you're
right?
ready to retire, you'll be
well, hopefully
good.
By the time I retire, I can just sell it and not worry. You know what I mean? No matter what I get for it, it'll at least pay off my loan.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell me what...
Oh, how much it originally was.
Oh, here we go. Price history. In 2005, it sold for $155,000.
That's when you guys bought, right?
No, we bought it in 2010.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was $115,000.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
Nope.
All right, well, never mind.
And I won't tell you how much it's worth now.
Uh-oh, is it a lot less?
It's closer to where it was before.
Oh.
Is it really? That's good news.
Nope. Now, if we can't sell it because we have a rotting wall in our bathroom.
Right.
They don't, no one knows that.
Oh, yeah, there's a panel there that will allow them to see it.
We're getting that fixed, though. Soon we'll
we
be... Well, I would hope your promotion would help us move closer in that direction.
You think?
Yes, I do think.
Adam.
Yeah?
I am moving up in the world.
I know, this is great news.
Temporarily.
Peace out, baby girl.
It doesn't matter. Because once you're in there, they're going to be like, we got to keep this dude around.
Yeah. That's the plan.
Yep.
I'll be working, I'll have 2 days, I'll be in a classroom setting.
Okay.
And 3 days, I will be in a business setting.
You're going to finish your ice cream?
So I will be at
like
a shop in a resort for 2 days.
Nice.
So it'll be nice. The only problem is the classroom setting is the real... It's the real deal. It's. I asked my friend Tim.
Like you're teaching a class?
No, like I am taking tests.
Oh.
And I am writing essays.
Jesus.
And I am writing papers, and doing presentations, and all that research.
And, oh my God!
And this is why I flunked out of college. Because of all this.
No, it's not. You didn't apply yourself in college.
All right, Mom.
Just saying.
Now it's
going to be way different because you know you have to do this in order to get anywhere.
How do you know I didn't apply myself? There was a semester where I tried.
You did not.
I could have.
But you didn't. You hung out in the drama department.
Right?
Get real.
They had nice couches.
Nerd.
Get real.
I had 2 years that I was not in anything except going to and from school, and I did nothing. I had, but maybe now that I have something to shoot for, and maybe now that I have 20 plus years of experience in this nonsense.
Well, right, that's the thing, is now you've got so much experience that writing this stuff, it's all going to be stuff you know.
And it's not going to be like pre-calculus or biology right. or earth science or...
Because don't know much about history.
Don't know much about biology?
Yep.
What do I do know?
That I love you? Is that how it goes?
I think so.
No.
But I do know that I love you.
What a wonderful... Anyways. Is this entertaining for anybody?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Why do we do this?
We sang a song.
We did. That's entertaining.
That's entertaining. Oops,
that's entertainment. My friend Tim. Well, you had interesting news. I don't know if you did want to talk about that. You had an opportunity.
Me?
Yes.
I did?
Didn't you have an opportunity that you had to pass? Or maybe you didn't pass. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember now.
What are we talking about?
Being a real radio superstar?
Oh, yeah. I did. I had to pass.
Yeah.
Had to pass.
Can you talk about it at all? Or?
Yeah. A good friend of mine, his wife started her own podcast, a.k.a. radio show called Kelly Mano Show. And they were looking for someone to be the producer on it. And they asked if I would want to do it. And, of course, I had interest in doing it. And but she has to record on Monday mornings, and that's just not when I can do it. So I had to pass on that.
So one day a week you couldn't do it?
No, not with my job.
What's her name?
Stop it.
Kelly Mano.
Mano?
Yep, Manno.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Mixler. We're at the 10-minute mark before we have to start we have to take a break because we only have an hour of a time on Mixler now.
Oh, gotcha.
So we'll have to cut it and come back, but we have 10 more minutes. So,
right.
I found Kelly Mano. She take photography.
Yeah, that's her main job. But she was in radio for the longest time. Whoa,
the longest.
For the longest time.
We are rock stars.
So she did. She worked for the Stephen DC Morning Show.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yep. And that's where she met her husband, Jim, who's my friend.
But don't they know that you are not a producer, that you are on-air talent?
Yes. So I would have had to have, like, I would have been in studio and I would have been talking a little bit. I'm sure. But, yeah. So instead, I'm just going to try and get on the show one day.
Oh, there you go.
Just to see if I can promote some stuff.
Another waste of podcast?
I promote that, for sure.
For sure.
Because I'd tell funny jokes.
Because
I would say funny stuff.
Oh, good.
And I think everybody would be like, oh, funny. That's interesting. That's a novel concept for a radio program.
Not everyone does funny. Anymore.
Right. Some people try, but let's be honest.
I received an email from a friend of the show, Tim Powers.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, Dave. Or he actually says, Dave, hey.
Oh.
I'm headed back to spinning records on an internet station out of St. Louis.
What?
But he said, I will be producing a 57-minute show weekly from my home, and they'll be playing it in St. Louis. I am not getting paid for this. He says, I may need a co-host for an episode or two. Do you have any interest in sitting in via Skype to play deep cut classic rock like you'll hear on planetradio.us or The Roots FM? ? He also wrote, also, you're very handsome. Your family is lovely, and I wish I were as thin as you. Please pat Mikey on the head for me and when you tuck him in at night.
Well, that's lovely.
So I sent him a reply. I said, Tim, heck yeah, that sounds like fun. Wow, what a crazy opportunity to be on the internet out of St. Louis while in L.A.
Right?
What a world. Let's see, I have told him a new computer. I told him we did shows. I said, my deep cut knowledge isn't very deep, but I'm sure with the power of wiki search, I can learn anything. So let me know what I can do to help.
Very nice.
I said, I hope you and yours are well, and I feel like I have to do a few extra sit-ups to keep this illusion of being thin. Because I'm not.
Dave.
Well, I'm not morbidly obese.
But you're not. But you are certainly thin.
I'm 10 pounds overweight.
That's thin to me.
Well, then I'm thin.
Right.
My pants tell me otherwise. The pants I used to be able to fit in.
Right, right.
Not so much. It hurts. I can't sit down. Unbuckle my pants. But, yeah, so I'm sure if I can get on his internet radio show, you can too.
And you can too, you can ladies talk, and gentlemen.
You can. I mean, as long as, for me, as long as the deep cuts are like Def Leppard or the Monkees, I'll be in. And if for you, if it's like what, Sublime?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, that's right, Jimmy Buffett.
Real Big Fish.
The Grateful
Dead. We should sing Last Train to Clarksville for some reason.
Right now?
Okay. Yeah.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. Be here by 4:30 because I made your reservation. Don't be slow.
Is that too loud?
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no. All right, that's enough. So we're coming to town, maybe. Well, we're coming. Sarah's coming to town. Faux show.
Sarah will be there, faux show.
Sarah's coming to town, faux show. Because of this job opportunity, there is a chance where I am not coming.
Yeah.
If there's any reason to not come, that is certainly it, Dave.
It is. My folks think it'd be a bad idea because we're here's what we're considering.
You think it's a bad idea to what?
To travel at all. For me to travel at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Let's hear this.
You know what? Hold on. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Or maybe not commercial.
Brought to you by Strange Folk Festival in St. Louis.
Quick, Sarah, do a plug.
I'm trying to find the exact dates. I'm sorry. But Strange Folk Festival, Union Station, St. Louis, Missouri. 200 vendors, all handcrafted. It's going to be crazy awesome.
And we will talk about that more when we come back. But first, let's take a quick break so I can restart Mixler. If you're listening live, hold on. If you're not, if you're listening on tape, then this is going to be the same as if nothing
happened. So glad it's Girl From Ipanema.
Isn't it? That's amazing. All right, so we'll be right back. All right, we're now off the air. Yes, I'd like to publish this. Okay, but I don't need to see it. Wow, that's fast. We're off the air.
Get us back on the air.
I'm at 60%. 75, 80%, 90%, 100%. All right. We are published. Okay. We're going live. And we are back. Another Waste of Podcast. Show number 170. Well, that was smooth. Show number 71 is back on the air. All right. So, what were we talking about before we were rudely interrupted?
You're not going.
Yes. Okay, so my parents, so Sarah's got the Strange Folk Festival in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
Coming up September, what dates now?
September 26th and 27th.
September 26th, 27th. And the plan was, before I had anything going on in my life, is we were going to drive down Wednesday and Thursday. And then be there Thursday afternoon and hang out with whatever, and Friday and do whatever we need to do, and Saturday and Sunday doing the show, and then leave Monday, be back Tuesday night so I can be at work on Wednesday. Well, with this opportunity that has arisen, they told me, they called me in the office and said, hey, do you have any vacation time starting on the 28th? And I'm like, well, I'll be out of town the 28th and 29th. And I'm like, oh, never mind. So then I called Sarah. I'm like, hey, I think something's going on. She goes, well, you're not going on vacation. Tell them you can be there.
And right? I said, tell them that your vacation is flexible.
Yes.
So I said, my vacation is flexible. So they told me, yes, you are going to be in this program, and it's going to be for the next 8 weeks. But you have to be there on the 28th. You cannot miss a day. So the new plan?
We don't really have a new plan yet. Well, we have tentative plans for a lot of different scenarios now.
Here's the scenario.
So the 28th is Monday.
Yes.
Yes. So here is the scenario, best case, no, here is the only scenario that will work for me.
Okay.
If we drive down, leaving Wednesday, coming, getting there Thursday, hanging out, Friday, doing what we need to do, and then Sunday, I would have to board a plane and be home by Sunday night so I can be at work Monday morning.
And then Millie and I drive home by Monday, Tuesday.
By themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I'm told can be done.
We have we know firsthand that it's been done with a mother and a daughter.
Recently.
Oh, driving, the two of you driving.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be done.
It's a little different with a 10-year-old, I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I think about it and I'm like, oh, I can do it. And then I think, oh my God, if I'm in hour 8 and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore, then I'm screwed.
Right, you're screwed. Like,
there's no turning back at that point.
Right, you have to do it. Once you're there, you've committed.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. But, okay, or there's another scenario. I think, are you checking to see if they're still available?
I am checking to see if they're still available.
We found...
Not looking good already.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We found pretty cheap flights, very cheap flights on a certain airline. The only problem is I got a lot of crap that I got to take up with me.
Right.
So, it's...
Was this into the Belleville place?
No, this is actually out of with Frontier Airlines.
Yeah, so you
into St. Louis?
Into St. Louis, $99.
Oh, because I looked at the ones into Belleville, and it was like there was one that was like $68.
Yeah, but they only travel certain days.
Oh, that's right. It's only Tuesday, Thursday, so that wouldn't help.
But I can still get home. Leave at 5:25 and get home at 8:42.
Ooh, sorry.
$99. But Sarah, we could both fly. All three of us flying would be pretty expensive, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, because then you're looking round trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's $600.
Yeah.
Well, through Frontier, they have some super cheap flights.
Well, but if you count in like all the, because it's like $30 a checked bag.
Well, that's right.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we have three or four bags, which,
oh my God, right? I mean, that's,
yeah, it's like another extra $120, and I could maybe get, we could maybe get away with three bags, but that's, I don't know, it's kind of pushing it, and I would have to like cut down on any kind of display stuff I would bring.
Clothes. Or,
yeah, yeah. Like, exactly. Well, and that's why we were saying if Dave came and then he flew back, he wouldn't have to take anything because I could just bring it home with me. All he would need would be some carry-on, and that's it. I'm afraid my dad's going to be like, you are not driving by yourself.
You know, like, but what is, I mean, you have to get home.
I know. So, I don't know. It's so difficult.
And like I said, my parents don't think it's a good idea. Because
they think Millie and I should just fly. Which I still, I mean, it would be.
I mean, yes, in the grand scheme of things, that is certainly easier.
Yeah.
But not with the stuff that you, I mean, you're not just coming to St. Louis to visit.
Yeah.
You know, that's completely different than what you are coming here to do.
Yeah, what I've signed up, committed, paid booth fees for. So.
You know what I mean? So this isn't just coming to visit. You have to bring stuff. You have to set stuff up. It's got to be nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's where we are now. I'm like, of course, you know, this is just, of course this happened.
Right. But again, if this is ever going to happen.
Yeah. It's always going to happen now.
I know.
This is good.
Dave's mom was like, but you guys have had this vacation planned for over a year. Don't they take that in consideration? I'm like, sure. And then they'll be like, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Right.
We'll see you in the spring.
Yeah, maybe.
That's yeah. You can't say no to these things. Yeah.
No, you really can't, right? No. I mean, you have to, this is something you take.
Yeah.
Will this be a pretty hefty salary increase?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Yeah. I'm getting manager pay.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is one of those things. Just live with it. Figure it out.
I know.
Take it.
I know.
So do you think
whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So do you think we should drive down, I fly back, or do you think I should just let Sarah and Millie fly down and fly back? It's $400 and something now.
Oh, is it? See, but then I would need like another $100 for baggage. So I would
you would want to at least make that kind of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what I was telling
you. How much money do you think you can pull in from this thing?
You know what? I think it's going to be super huge this year, and I think I think I could make at least $1,000 just in the weekend. So
okay.
So then
you would lose half of that.
Exactly.
But to, I mean, what and but to drive costs you how much? How many? Yeah. It wouldn't cost you $500.
No,
that's for sure.
Definitely not. No, I'm thinking it's probably going to be maybe $100 in gas at the very most. Because,
oh my gosh, you must get great gas mileage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't remember how many miles it is, but
it's like 1,400, isn't it?
I think.
I just put our address to St. Louis Union Station, so I'm going to look that up here.
Yeah, I think it's 1,400 would be my guess.
Is it that much? No, because it takes 15 hours to drive.
Oh, okay. Then maybe not.
I thought it was a little less than 1,000.
Is that all it is?
I thought so, but I could be. I mean, we've been crunching numbers and calculating and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So I think the best bet is, I keep going back to this, and then it's like, I think, oh my God, you're crazy. But if Dave drove up with me and then flew back, we would only have to pay the $100 for him to fly back, and I would at least have him for one leg of the trip. So
would you say you get 31 miles per the gallon?
I think so, because, okay, so.
So if you get 31 miles a gallon.
Uh-huh.
Driving from here straight to Union Station, because I don't know where else to put down his address.
Yeah,
that's $78 for gas.
Yeah,
each way.
That's just going there.
Yeah, yeah. So each way, yeah.
Right, each way would be $78.
Oh yes, each way going. Yes, that's if gas prices are $2.44 for some reason.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, it hasn't really been that much either.
Here they're $1.98.
Yeah. Oh, I want to move back.
I take that back. It was $2.01 today.
Never mind. I'm staying here.
Yep. It's already climbing. Obama.
Damn it. Obama.
I mean, I found $2.04 around here, and I'm like, God, I wish I could just load up some gas.
Put it in trash bags.
Yeah.
Trash bag gas.
That's all right. Safe.
I said, if it's the gas is $2.08, it's $66.51.
Yeah. See that? Okay. So. Well, okay, so I fill up my tank, and it tells me that I have, it's usually around 400 miles per tank, so.
And it's, it says here it's 991 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
12 hour drive. 15 hours with traffic.
Is it? See, and we used to do that to my granddad's house, and we would drive down there one day, stay a day, and come back,
God,
so.
That was the pits.
Yeah.
But yes, we did. That was a 10-hour drive.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh. All right. I don't know. I would have to do it. I've kind of committed to this, so I'd have to do it. I'm super excited about this show, though. It's going to be so crazy. It's going to be really neat.
From St. Louis, Missouri to Woodward, Oklahoma, it's an 8-hour drive.
Oh.
9 hours of traffic. And there was always traffic.
Why did I always think it was 12 hours?
Because we always stopped at
Gator World.
We stopped in Stillwater to go to Eskimo Joe's.
Yeah.
Or the world's largest McDonald's. World's largest McDonald's. So.
Yeah, you had to stop at world's largest McDonald's.
See?
Yeah, I feel like that's just a have to.
It is. Like stopping at Gatorland.
I got a free ticket to Gatorland, so
what?
We'll have to go. Connor gave it to me.
Yay. We're going to Gatorland.
Shut up.
So this show is in Union Station. This girl that coordinates, organizes Strange Folk for the past, was it 10 years now? Anyway, she, I don't know if she's renting out this space, but they're going to remodel Union Station next year, and it's pretty much vacant right now. I think all the tenants are pretty much gone and stuff. So all of these vendors for this craft show are going to take over the stores, and she's making some sort of like gardeny, like, I can't remember what it's called, but like, here, hang on just a second. It's called. Oh, I'm sorry. I had it right here. But they're going to have like this huge kind of garden theme. And of course, it's going to have gnomes and unicorns and all that weird indie stuff that, you know, is so popular. But I don't know. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And the square, that mechanism that you can, an app that you can put on your phone or iPad or whatever, where you can actually swipe credit cards. They're actually doing a whole bunch of social media coverage on it. So I think it's going to be really big. The only thing is, though, it's just for 1 year. So it's going to be this huge thing. Not that Strange Folk hasn't been huge to begin with, but I think it's going to be a really unique type of thing. And who knows, maybe they'll do it other places now. I mean, right. not necessarily her, but, you know, if there's other malls, because, I don't know, indoor malls seem to be not as popular as they used to be.
Let's take over Crestwood.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I wonder if they've torn that down.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. It was...
Even if they hadn't, would anyone have noticed?
Yeah. Poor Crestwood Mall.
Poor Crestwood Mall.
But yeah, I'm super excited. But they haven't announced, like, and you have in one store, you'll probably have like two or three vendors. So, and you are supposed to kind of organize and put together like your own shop. And I think each store is going to have their own hashtag that they can, like, you know, social media, blitzkrieg, whatever. But I haven't found out where my spot is going to be yet. They've been, like, local people have been able to go on tours to actually...
And figure it out.
Yeah, and see the spots and everything. And she said that it would be posted soon, but it still hasn't. I mean, I'm sure... Because usually she plans this stuff for, like, a year. And she really only had since... I don't know, when all that stuff with the O'Fallon Park kind of went down. Like, she's only really had a few months to kind of pull together this huge, crazy thing. But... Anyway, I'm super duper excited. I've been making tons of stuff, so.
She has.
Yeah, I really have. I've gotten super fast at sewing. I can get stuff together in no time.
She's a regular third world child.
Yeah.
Nice.
There is a Crestwood redevelopment website. They want to take Crestwood and make part of it a service retail. A large chunk of it, entertainment and destination service retail. And then part of it, multifamily residential. And then stormwater detention and community gardens.
Oh.
Everyone loves a good community garden.
Yeah, they do.
And a stormwater detention.
Everybody loves that, too.
So
the mosquito ponds.
Mm-hmm. Hot dogs. Things to look forward to.
Oh, Adam, they've got Downtown Disney. I'm sorry, Disney Springs. Is that what it's called now?
Disney Springs.
It's crazy. It has a parking garage. And now
is it open?
Well, yes. There's still...
Because there's an Indiana Jones bar.
Oh, is there?
Yes. I don't think that's open yet.
Oh, I want to go to that.
It's so... They're still doing a lot of construction, but I was down there for... reasons,
for things.
A purpose. I was down there for mm-hmm. a purpose.
Oh, okay.
And so...
why were you down there? No, never mind.
I'll tell you.
Go on, please.
But anyway, so the parking garage has been there for a few months now. And you know what? I don't know why people still go there. Like, guests still go down there because it is so... crazy with all the construction and things are like boarded up, but people still, I mean, it is always packed.
Well, they want to get their Disney fix without having to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that probably has a lot to do with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. But now you can, you know, there was just like that kind of one street in front of there. And now,
right.
Now, yesterday I was going down there for a purpose and I'm like, well, I need to park. And so they had a ramp. There's like now a ramp that goes up and over into the garage and it's crazy.
Is the garage on the same side of the street?
It is. No, it. So you had to, like, you exit to the right, but then you go up and over all the traffic because it's on the left-hand side. It's, like, right there by Disney Quest.
So, yep, okay.
Yeah.
Why am I watching this?
So, anyway, it was cool.
There's another one, too. They're building multiple parking garages. Yeah.
Wow.
And they have built a pedestrian bridge to cross the street.
Are they running out of space?
I think they need more. I think they're really trying to compete with like City Walk and stuff to get people
gotcha.
Down there again. Cause they're building, I mean, there's like regular, it's like a regular shopping area. Like there's, in the middle kind of where Pleasure Island used to be, there's all kinds of shops, not Disney shops. It's like, it's like Crocs is down there and that Havana's, whatever those
okay.
sandals are. And there's like a specialty hat shop, like all these almost even kind of like higher end stores down there.
Gotcha.
There's that new restaurant where you can ride in the cars boat thingies.
Yeah, have you seen that?
I have seen that.
They're cars that run in the water.
Yeah. So, and there's that, you know, the bowling alley's been there for a while, but they're
right.
getting rid of Disney Quest. Disney Quest is going away.
But isn't there going to be like some NBA thing going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, NBA City is moving there out of
what
City Walk.
What is that nonsense?
It's moving out of. It's in City Walk right now. It's moving out of City Walk and moving to downtown Disney.
But that building is huge.
Yeah.
What is this NBA thing?
Well, it's probably going to be bigger than it was. It's probably going to have a whole bunch of like. It's a restaurant.
Okay.
It's probably going to be a giant restaurant with a giant
like
sport.
ESPN Zone.
It's a huge restaurant at City Walk. So it's going to probably be a huge restaurant with a giant sports bar, and it's probably going to have a lot of interactive basketball stuff inside.
Gotcha. I wonder why it's moving.
Because Universal sucks.
Yeah.
It
fuck
doesn't.
You, Universal.
It really doesn't, you guys. Let's just
I
not
mean,
be in denial.
It just
really is awesome.
It just has Harry Potter Land. But outside of Harry Potter Land and Jurassic World Land and the Transformers and then
and
Simpsons.
And the Spider-Man ride.
Spider-Man
come on
ride.
Now. And, oh, yeah, the Simpsons
the
area
Hulk,
is pretty cool.
On.
The whole Simpsons area, Adam, is awesome.
Is it?
It's we like, had a Moe's Burger.
Yes.
A Krusty Burger.
We had Krusty Burgers.
Next, and we had to walk through Moe's Tavern to get to the...
Oh, that's awesome.
We didn't have to, but we did.
Yeah, we did.
And then Millie and I ate a giant donut.
I saw a picture
donut.
Of that.
It was huge. It took us 2 days to eat it.
That's great.
So, yeah, you should come down.
I should.
When are you coming down?
Wait until we can... Oh, wait,
well, I know for sure in June.
Yeah, but I don't think our bathroom can wait that long.
No.
We'll save up our pennies so we can go to Universal.
Right.
In June. It's going to be so hot.
We know people.
Yeah.
June. Yeah,
really,
that's real stupid. Why would you do
really
that?
It was really hot this past summer.
I don't want to go down in June, but my whole family's going, and it's a big family trip. I like the October time frame.
You can let them go, and then we'll all hang out and do something else.
There you go.
I'm watching a video of a bear swimming in a pool.
Oh.
Maybe you should pay attention to what's happening on the show rather than
watching. Is it a pool in someone's backyard?
It is a pool in someone's backyard.
Yeah. Is it a whole bunch of little bears with a big mama bear?
Right now it's just one bear. It was playing with a surfboard. And it's going... The camera guy is really close to this bear. It's weird.
Sarah, I bought a new candle for my house, but it wasn't Yankee Candle because they're too expensive.
Uh-oh.
I know someone who sells those.
I'll have to give you the hookups whenever you guys come.
Gosh, they're so expensive. At Target, they're like $20, and I'm like, damn it.
But they smell so good.
They do.
They, and they don't have any paraffin, right?
I like the dude flavors, but not like the bacon ones. I just like the nighttime scent, or whatever. Fresh rain.
The man
cave. Those are the kinds I like.
I'll remember that.
You like the man cave?
Because I always thought you liked the apple cinnamon ones. So
apple cinnamon smells good, too.
It does.
Yes.
I'm I'm a fan.
Yes.
I like fresh smelling, too.
Okay, good.
You know, just saying.
I like it when you smell fresh as well.
One of my favorites, it's called Beach Walk, and I like it because it smells like Norway. It smells like the perfume that they sell it in Epcot at Norway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think the perfume's called like Layla or something. Lila?
You got me on my knees!
Oh my gosh. So when I was working, when I was at Disney downtown with a purpose, the place that I was there for, they were playing all this. It was a really stressful evening at Downtown Disney for me. But they kept playing, they were playing like all this old, like classic rock stuff. And you would think, oh, yay, that's awesome. But right. After this stressful day, they were playing David Lee Roth's Van Halen.
Woo!
I came to terms a couple years ago that I cannot stand David Lee Roth singing at all, ever.
Can't.
Yeah.
Oh, God. When he starts that screaming, squealing, and, oh, God. It was sending me over the edge last night.
Let me find some of this for you.
No, really don't.
You don't remember what song it was?
I don't. I think it was some sort of cover. But it wasn't I don't think it was the two covers that you were telling me about.
Wasn't You Really Got Me?
No.
So it wasn't California Girls.
No. Oh, well, it could have been okay, it wasn't that. It wasn't Just a Gigolo.
No.
That was just David Lee Roth.
No.
Just a Gigolo, everywhere I go.
It was not.
People know the song I'm playing. Nope. No. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Play it at the end of the show.
Really, please. Do not.
No, it's okay.
And then they played right after David Lee
Roth. Is it Girl You Really Got Me Going?
It wasn't. It wasn't one that I'd really heard before. So I don't know. I mean, it could have been, you know, not one of them.
Didn't he do that, Dave?
They did, but Van Halen, that was their first single.
Oh, but that wasn't a cover.
Well, no, that was a cover.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, that's not a Van Halen song. It's just, and it wasn't Pretty Woman.
No.
Pretty Woman.
No. It wasn't. I thought maybe it wasn't a cover. Maybe I just blocked it out. And then after that, they played John Cougar Mellencamp, and it was just like, I can't take these old guys singing.
Get me out of here.
I was born in a
and
small
then it was
town.
Eric Clapton, which, you know, all of this probably sounds fine, but, oh, God. After the stressful day that I had, it was like, you got to stop. You just have to stop.
Sarah, do you remember the time that Cody and I drank around the world and those guys wanted to fight us in Germany?
Yes.
Oh, I barely. Whenever you fed them crabs and they didn't
they
didn't know what it was.
He asked if I shit on them.
Yeah. Who does that? I mean, I don't know. What adult? I pooped on these and I'm going to have you eat them at Disney World. I mean, really?
That was so funny. Dave and I were talking about it the other day, but I couldn't find the video.
Oh, really?
I was going to try and relive it.
I may have cut it out.
Oh, really?
You know, you stopped filming him, but then we all went into the place and recapped it, and we've had that on film. We stopped filming at some point, you wrote, and then they got mad at us. And then me and Cody recapped what happened.
All right, I'm trying to find it now. But this computer is awfully slow.
What a weirdo.
For some reason, I remember that, and I was like, oh, my God, that's right. We almost got beat up.
What about the Captain Jack Sparrow you saw?
The Captain Jack Sparrow I saw.
You said you saw a guy dressed like Captain Jack Sparrow.
I did?
Yep, and you asked him if he liked crab.
Oh, that's right.
And he said he only likes one fish.
Oh, that's right.
Lap fish.
Oh, that's right. What does he call it?
Lap fish.
That's right. Did I then make fun of him?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Okay. to his face or away from his face?
Oh, well, wait.
I think we laughed really hard at him.
I think he was nearby.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try to get to
I forgot about him. Oh, my God.
You should go to Adam and Cody Drink Around Epcot and watch.
I did, but I didn't see any of the videos.
They're all there.
Are they?
I thought so. I'm going to them right now.
They took them down.
As possible. Let's see. Where was that?
It was in Germany.
Okay. Oh, it was in Germany? So,
Was he the guy that almost puked them up? Were they the military guys? They weren't the military guys.
No, those
guys,
were the
they?
Good guys.
Those were the good guys.
They were the helicopter pilots.
Yes. Those guys rocked.
God, they were so concerned about, like, they were so unhappy with the taste in their mouth, though.
Right?
All right.
All right.
So we just finished Italy.
Yep.
We're going into Germany yep. for our seventh beer.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Germany. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Beer! Beer!
Hey. We were St. fairly Louis? Sober.
St. Louis!
Oh, that's got to hurt.
No, we didn't hit hard.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Let's see. I'm watching it now.
I think they can
see they're
from
Jersey.
I don't know where Cody went.
Jeez. Yes, Adam?
We got cold here.
What?
It's freezing.
Let's see if I can jump ahead here.
In Morocco.
I'm jumping ahead. But this laptop is very slow.
We were like right by where you got the pretzels and the beer outside.
Yeah, I'm
I can smell it on your breath.
Don't want it.
And I do it too. Oh, what's this guy? We got hold on. Let me photobomb these guys.
Come on in.
They're hugging you, Adam.
All right. Well done, my friends.
You got a giant pretzel and a beer. Sarah's wearing a winter hat.
Oh, yeah, he was. It was cold.
Oh, 5 minutes later. Okay.
Adam, what just happened?
I don't know.
Let's get out of there.
I feel accosted. Joe, who just ate like four of them, threatened me because he thought that we took an S on them. So I had to eat another one because
so did
of that.
I.
And I just wanted to eat this pretzel.
Oh, that's right.
Just because I was laughing. He turned to me and he's like, why are you laughing?
He had a well-manicured
what?
Beard.
He did. He had a nicely manicured beard.
There's a wishing well over there. Let's go.
All right, that's enough of that.
I remember seeing them, and didn't I say, like, oh, yeah, we got to get these guys?
I think we did.
Yeah.
And that's when all of a sudden it said 5 minutes later.
Right.
Because I didn't want to.
Because you stopped filming pretty quickly, I think.
I should go back. All that stuff is on the other computer. I should go back and see what I had taped. Next time I got to be smarter. I got to be like the people who are trying to catch cops doing bad things. Just have the camera facing down, but record all what they're saying.
Yep. So that's what you should have done. Yep. Good idea.
Well,
because he got so mad.
He was unhappy.
He really was. I forgot he did yell at me. What a weirdo.
There was a comment that said, maybe there was more. You know what? There may have been more right before that. Because Sarah's brother is making a comment on here. It says, he was really a beast of a man, Adam says.
He was.
I wish we could have continued to film so we would have seen how intense that guy really got, but then it would not have been so funny. Quote of the video, he had a well-manicured beard.
He really did.
Too funny.
Is he writing that right now, or did Cody write that before?
No, Adam wrote that. Adam wrote that. And then you wrote... was he running towards the sun? That was a quote. I don't know what you were talking about.
Who, me?
Yeah, that's what you quoted, yeah. And then Adam wrote, it certainly was freaking cold that day. I like the thumbnail image of me trying to keep my hands warm. It's fitting for the day.
And it is.
And then someone wrote, I think the thumbnail image looks like you're beatboxing. And then you replied with, ha-ha. Just like you did now. I wish that were the case. Then Sarah wrote, It was ridiculously cold that day, and once we hit Italy, it started to get really cold.
And then, I remember just like sitting outside drinking a beer, just talking about how miserable it was.
Yes.
And then Sarah's brother, Austin, posted, I like how Joey had to ask, what's so funny? I mean, seriously, you just ate not just one, but multiple freeze-dried crabs. What else could we be laughing at? I like his quotes go from, they're not bad, to, they're not bad, how about another one, to, did you guys shit on them?
Something just can't be this good. What
did he do? Right, he like totally, it was like bipolar.
Mikey wrote, my favorite line is Adam's realization of, they need some crabs. He said that's a 2-minute and 45-second mark. Thank you, Mikey, who posted that.
See, now we should go to the 2:45.
I am. I'm going right there right now.
Have you been to Japan?
Right, hold on. I missed it.
Hold on.
Here we go. Let's go.
This is the coldest it's ever been here.
Yeah. Bob, you want the spot in the back?
You're miserable. You're like, what? I came to Florida for 80-degree weather.
I want some spots.
Oh, they need some crabs.
Have you been to Japan?
Did you get the crabs?
Joe, Mike, Joey, 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 Jo need another one. Please help us get rid of these.
Oh, he does have well manicured beard,
right?
He just took like three of them in his mouth. I like how you're holding up your pretzel.
Go.
Joey, you deserve some pretzel after eating that ass thing. I'm in half. In half. What is that?
It's like dried crab.
Good, man. It's like dried crab. All right, let's go, Joey. Stay right here, Joey. Hey!
Did we just
take a picture? I got it.
I got it.
Good job, Joey. Way to go. He's a man.
No, Joey, don't do it. I can smell it on your breath.
You don't want it.
And I do it, too. Oh, what is this guy? We got to hold on. Let me photobomb these guys.
Come on in. Hey!
Nice.
All right.
Well done, my friends. Well done.
Ow.
Holy
You got to take it because I'm shivering.
Oh, then I guess... Well, I didn't... I guess I didn't record that part.
Adam, what just... Right. And then we get to the... Oh, my God. What just happened?
I will post this. Hopefully, I can post this on the page if anyone cares to watch it. Adam then wrote, I believe that was the time I... Oh, the 245 mark. I said, I believe that was the time I realized that they were douchebags. And then I guess I posted...
I'm pretty sure it was, because they're thinking about it. They're very distinct looking, aren't they?
Yes.
They're very douchey, right?
And he, like you said, he had that very well-manicured beard.
Yeah.
I think I posted so many D-bags and not enough crabs for them all, especially after Joey ate so many, and he made us eat more.
Blech. Yes, I had to eat one. I remember I remember that.
And Adam writes, sometimes that you eat crabs just to avoid getting punched in the face by a big old Guido.
I'm so smooth you with are my smooth. Words, so eloquent.
Wordsmith.
Wordsmith. I am a wordsmith.
Holy mackerel. That was, That was 5 years ago.
No shit.
That wasn't too well. I mean, I no. That, well, that was too. That must have been the February of 2010.
Wow.
It took me a long time. I posted this September 15th.
That is crazy.
Wow. Well, I can share this. Let's see if I can share this onto the Another Waste of a Podcast page on this timeline. I don't think I can. Oh well. Anyways,
I'm sure it was awesome.
It was awesome. You need to do it again.
I do.
Don't you think?
Who will do it with me, Ryan?
Rhino probably would,
but he might get kicked. He might get fired.
No, he already does his own podcast show or whatever.
Right, but I mean with the stuff that I will be doing drunk. You know what I mean? Like, I'm crazy, and like if people are around me, yeah.
You didn't do anything that bad.
Was that when we saw Ashley Madison?
What?
The girl from the what's her face? From Oh, I get the Hugh Hefner's girlfriend.
Maybe
it wasn't Ashley Madison's. It's Ashley something.
I don't recall. You'll have to go back and watch all 10 episodes.
Oh.
Do it. You'll enjoy it.
I'm sure.
It was worth it. It was humorous what you were looking at, or we were listening to just now.
It was humorous.
We had a good time. In fact, I feel like watching it again since I haven't watched it since I probably produced it.
Yeah, every now and again I've watched Adam and Mikey drink around. I think that's funny.
I had more likes the other day and... And a friend.
It wasn't me.
And a comment. It wasn't a comment, but another like. It was very odd. It's always odd when someone comments on the something like this that's been there for 10 years. But
means they're finding it.
Where the hell did that video go? No, I can't find it. That's Italy. There's a bunch of. Maybe that's Italy. What's this? I gotta stop talking and talk to you and not at you.
Right.
Anyways, I'll post it later. So if I do come to town, Adam, are we gonna go out and party?
Sure.
Are we gonna go sing karaoke?
Yep, we will find a karaoke place.
Find one, because my brother's coming to town.
We'll go to Double D's.
Double D's. Is that the bar we got the pizza from?
No, that's BJ's.
BJ's. Wow. Are you serious?
Swear to God.
How could I have gotten those mixed up?
I don't know, Dave.
Double
D's. Two very different things.
Yes. Tops and bottoms. So I will look for BJ, or Double D's.
Yep.
And
that's right. It's in Brentwood.
If I come to town, we need to get other people to come. Do we know any other people?
We don't know any other people.
Do you think we can get Josh Arnold to come out?
No.
What is he doing?
I have no idea, but I bet you you can't get him to come out.
Oh, you don't think so, huh?
Yep.
I'll take this bet.
All right.
Ah!
Whoa.
Sorry.
That was very loud.
Sorry. That's going to be real loud on the show. We'll find somebody on a page you manage. All right, I'm getting it up.
What?
It's always up when Sarah's in the room, by the way.
Hey-o.
Hi-o!
Especially because she's wearing short pants.
Okay. Oh.
She's showing
pantaloons?
She's showing some leg. Her calves. Her calves turn me on.
Like the Amish.
Like the Amish. Well, because she's mostly wearing parkas.
Right. Dave, it's because you tried to institute Topless Wednesday.
Listen, I put it to a vote.
No, Dave, if you would have just not said that, she probably would have done it.
I don't think so.
I think so. Listen, you ruined it.
I put it to a vote. Since I'm the man of the house, my vote's the only vote that counts, right?
Uh-huh. Good one, Dave.
Which is why she didn't participate. Some Little Rascals died this week.
No.
Yep.
Or the last 2 weeks. I can only find one, Dickie Moore. He was 89. He died.
Was he in the movie that came out in 1992?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Oh,
well, it was part of our gang. He played Dickie.
Oh, okay.
4 days before his 90th birthday.
Oh,
just couldn't hold on.
Quitter.
So now let's see. Robert Blake is still alive. There's only 5 Little Rascals still alive.
Okay.
That seems like a lot. It seems like Little Rascals was a long time ago.
Right?
The shorts were shot between 1939 and 1944.
Oh, I guess that wasn't that long
okay.
ago.
Let's see. Corman, 90, believed to be the oldest living rascal, appeared in the series from the 20s. Oh, whoa. I guess the series started in the 20s.
Okay.
Let's see. Originally, our gang. Blah 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 blah. But apparently, there's some sort of curse of Little Rascals.
Vague recollections of that.
Let's see. Alfalfa. Everyone know Alfalfa?
Yeah, of course.
He was one of the most recognized and well-known figures in Little Rascals. Was Carl Switzer, known as Alfalfa. He was easily recognizable for his unique parted hairdo and distinct preppy style. He played this role from 1935 to 1940, from ages 7 to 12.
I thought you said 1939 to 19...
No, it started in the 20s.
Oh, sorry.
Blake was on and started in 39.
Okay.
But as we all know, the transition from successful child actor to working actor, adult actor, can be tricky and torturous. One, the supplemental career he worked on as a bartender, also trained hunting dogs.
He was in It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, was he?
He was?
Yeah, I think he was the one that opened up the pool. Like, he had a crush on... What's her name?
Oh, really?
He's the one who opened up the pool on them.
Well, he was training a hunting dog for a man named Samuel Stiltz. The dog went missing during a hunting trip, and Switzer put up a $50 reward to find it. Someone found it and brought it over to the bar Switzer was working in. He ended up paying the dog's finder fee, $35, and buying him drinks worth $15. The story goes that Switzer went to the dog's owner to get the $50 paid back, and a disagreement and a vicious fight ensued, and ended with Switzer getting shot in his abdomen.
Jesus.
He was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital. So, yeah.
It's a bummer.
Bad luck. This guy, Norman Chubby Cheney, he was there. He was in our gang. He met an early death. He joined the cast in 1928 at the age of 14. At that point in time, he was only 3'11".
Oh my gosh.
And he weighed 113 pounds.
Oh.
Wow.
He ran in the cast for 3 years and left in 1930. Following his acting stint in the show, he decided to pursue a life outside of acting. He returned to school, but his weight continued to increase, eventually topping at 300 pounds.
Oh, my word.
Even though he was only 4'7".
Oh man. He was like a ball.
Yes. He got his weight down to 140 after some treatment, but he ended up getting seriously ill and he passed away at the age of 21. Everyone remember Darla?
Yep.
Darla Hood. Every group of characters needs a leading lady, and for our game Little Rascals was Darla. The character was played by Darla Jean Hood, a native of Oklahoma. She joined the show in 1935 at the age of 4. Man, Millie is slacking. She was on the show for 6 years. After her stint with the popular film series, she continued acting, also excelled in singing. She scored number one hit in 1957, I just Want to Be Free. The story of her death is quite sad, really. She was reportedly preparing for a Little Rascals reunion in California when she had undergone an emergency appendectomy. Following the surgery, she died suddenly of heart failure.
Mm. Oof.
Well, I guess she died June 13th, 1979. She was 47 years old.
That's not that old, Dave.
It's not that old.
Yeah, that's not that old.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, as young as the other guys were young.
Only 7 years older than us. Just keep that in perspective.
Everyone remember Froggy?
Yeah.
Yes.
William Froggy Laughlin, another much-loved character in Little Rascals film series of the early 20th century. He played the role of Weezer. Oh, I don't know. He played the role of Weezer, even though his nickname was Froggy. He appeared from 1926 to 1933 on a role of Rascals. Span the duration of the show that had no sound until the early years of sound in the series. After his time in the show, Weezer moved back to Tacoma, where he attended public school and joined the Army in 1943. It was in the Army where he apparently succumbed to Little Rascal's curse. He was a pilot in the military, and on May 17, 1945, he was involved in a mid-air crash with a North American Aviation T-6 fighter plane. Perhaps the saddest part of his death is that the crash involved another U.S. military plane training during the operation. Not even a fighter, enemy fighter. He died at the age of 20.
Ugh.
Let's see. Well, here's that was Wheezy. This is Froggy.
Froggy has the glasses. Voice.
Yes. He was from California. He was from 1940-44. The last stretch of the films, he got the Froggy because of his croaky voice that ended up being his character signature on the show. After the show ended, he was at 12. He veered away from the acting business to pretty normal life as a teenager in California. This was until August 31st, 1948, when he delivered newspapers while riding a motor scooter in La Puta, California. His scooter was struck by a bus, and he was killed instantly.
God.
He was 16 years old.
Yeah.
Final Destination.
I don't want to be a little rascal.
Howard Switzer was the older brother of Carl Switzer, who played Alfalfa. From 35 to 40, he was mostly cast as an extra on the show, and he outgrew the show in 1940 when he was 15 years old. He never really pursued Hollywood life, opting more to a low-profile existence. He worked for several years on the Speed Queen franchise. Whatever that is. Must be a gas station. In 67, he reportedly killed a customer over a dispute. After committing this murder, he drove himself to the deserted area of Glendale, California, and killed himself. He was 42. Hmm. He lived 11 years longer than his brother, who was 31. Buckwheat.
Okay.
Buckwheat. William Billy Thomas played the role of Buckwheat, 35 to 44. It's worth noting here that our gang was already casting multiracial characters in 1930s. When he left the show, he joined the military in 1954 for 2 years and was awarded 2 medals for his service. Back in civilian life, he never had the urge to return to acting life. However, he did end up finding a career in the related to the film industry. He had a reasonably long career as a film and lab technician for the Technicolor Corporation, but similar to the actors written about in this list, he met unfortunate demise, an untimely death, when he suffered a fatal heart attack in L.A. apartment October 10th, 1980. He was 49. I don't know if this is much of a curse. It's just...
People dying.
Holy crap, this kid's got a gun. Scott Beckett. I don't know who he is. He was in 34 to 35. He played Spanky's best friend. Following his career, he did real estates. He had several run-ins from the law with drunk driving, drug possession, of passing fraudulent checks. In 1962, he even tried suicide after going on a heavy drinking spree, but he checked into a nursing home, cleaned himself up, after he got a vicious beating. And that was in May 8th. And then on May 10th, he died with a note, and pills were found nearby. He was 38 years old. Some character named Bone Dust.
I don't remember. Oh, he was the bully?
He must have been a bully. Robert Young was another child actor who met untimely demise after starting off his career with Our Gang, Little Rascals series. He was a prominent part of the series from 25 to 31. Unlike most of the other colleagues, he actually had a pretty decent acting career after he left the series. However, he never got to see his 34th birthday. He died tragically in 1951 when he was engulfed in a hotel fire that was started by a cigarette he was smoking when he inadvertently fell asleep.
Jesus.
Curse. Final Destination. Stymie. The other African-American kid. He was from 30-35. His nickname on the set was Stymie. He was instantly recognizable on the film from his black bowler hat he always wore. After leaving the show at age 10, he found a few acting roles here and there. By the time he got to high school, he was facing major problems in life and already addicted to heroin. This addiction turned his early 20s into a revolving door of in and out of jail. In his 30s, he entered rehab, successfully kicked the habit, and went to make guest appearances on a show like Sanford and Son, Good Times. Beard also passed away too early in 1981 after succumbing to pneumonia following a major stroke. Oop, he was 56 years old. And that's it. That's the curse. Hmm. That was just sad more than a curse.
That was sad. Way to go, Dave.
I always do this.
I had cool things about Pixar, but it's not really. Well, it's not really super.
Sarah's got cool things about Pixar.
I know. Oh, it's hard though because it's pictures. Sorry, but they do have. There is a seagull, like one of the mine seagulls from Nemo,
mine.
On top of the building.
Mine.
They seem to have like cutouts of the characters kind of worked into the floor. Which is kind of neat. It looks like in the lounge area they have, conference table.
Are we talking about the Pixar building?
Yeah, okay. Sorry. They have a community garden that they pull stuff out of.
Oh.
They have...
Curse. No, oh, sorry.
I guess they have actual chairs that used to belong in Walt Disney's offices.
Oh, that's
hanging
cool.
Around. In the lobby, they have a hidden lounge. It looks like a fireplace, but I think if you go through it, it says it's an ode to baseball. It's supposed to look like the Brooklyn Hearth Lounge. I don't know if that's, I guess I'm assuming that's some sort of bar or lounge in Brooklyn. They get around on scooters. They're kind of everywhere. And then they have pictures of people's cubicles, which look like little mini sheds that are kind of decorated. Like this one looks like a Mexican taco stand.
There's tacos. This
other one that just looks like a little yellow house with a grill in the front of it.
Nice.
Sorry, it was more of a visual thing. I apologize. I apologize.
It's all right. It's what we do here.
I was trying to quickly change the subject quickly.
Quickly change the subject quickly?
Gosh, yeah, there's. I was trying to click on one of the other links to see if there was something.
All right, well,
else to do, but there's not.
It's all right. We've talked long enough.
It is 8:30.
Is Adam? You are in a fantasy football league.
I am.
And you're winning.
No, I'm losing.
Oh, well, someone's got to win. Someone's got to lose.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm apparently the one that's got to lose.
Well, the Bears lost today. To those stinking Green Bay Packers.
Yay, that's my favorite team.
They would be.
Wouldn't it?
Stinking. Like cheese. I like cheese.
Whatever.
We'll get you next time.
Mm-hmm. We'll see about that.
Mexican radio. So,
Adam, you may have to come down in November because Dave may not be able to celebrate his birthday with the gifts that Christy and Ricky got them for their birthdays. They got They got us tickets for the after party of the
race.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
but I can't. I can't request any time off.
Right.
So I have the time off right now, but they're not going to. Not going to acknowledge that. So I may. It all depends. If I can arrange it so I can be off that night, which I should be able to.
Right.
I can go that night, but there's a good chance I'll probably have to work that next morning.
Right. Exactly.
So I will not.
But you won't want to do that.
I will not be able to party it up the next day. Which makes me sad inside. Because last year's birthday got. A monkey,
that's right.
Got a monkey wrench thrown at it as well. I haven't had a good birthday since my 30th.
Wow.
Actually, it's probably not true.
I was going to say.
But that was an excellent birthday party. All thanks to Sarah.
Yay.
I still think about that every once in a while when she kidnapped me. And threw me in the trunk.
Nice.
I did not do that.
Blindfolded. Oh. She drove around the block for 15 minutes.
I did. I drove. Were you? Was Adam at that party?
Yes.
So.
But I had to come late.
Oh.
Because I think I was either working at the club or doing something else.
Did you see?
I can't remember, but I remember I did get there.
Are you on the City Improv Comedy Sports page?
Yes.
Did you see that exchange that was going on the other day?
Yes.
I thought that was fascinating.
What was
it? Was fascinating.
Right. It was 5 minutes. It was talking about the history of City Improv and Comedy Sports, and it literally went back to when it was talking about Catch a Rising Star and how Painter actually owned the bar.
That's why I saw John Stewart.
That's where Sarah saw John Stewart.
Oh.
Yes.
So, I mean, I thought that was interesting. But, yeah. Good times. I told them that someone needs to write a book.
No one did.
Someone should. Dustin should. What is he doing?
He works at an old folks home.
Really?
Yeah, he's like the entertainment person.
Is he really?
I was going to say, is he repenting for spending all that money?
Possibly.
On possibly, allegedly, strippers and a giant car.
Possibly.
An Escalade.
An Escalade.
Isn't that what he had?
I don't think so.
I thought when he was living in California, he bought himself like an Escalade or something.
No, he had a truck.
I think when he was in California, I think he had an Escalade. We'll get him on the show.
There you go.
I'm sure he'll want to talk about all
of
that.
Yes, he'll probably want to talk about all of that.
I still owe him $1.
Oh, you do?
He probably really needs that, Dave. You might want
to. I owe him $1 from the strip club. I had
$1?
$1. I tipped the girl $1. She was sitting on me. I had no choice. I was sitting in the back. I had no money. I wasn't planning on doing anything. And all of a sudden, all the strippers come out, and they're all getting in everyone's laps. I'm like, okay. I'm like, Dustin, can I borrow a dollar? Because the only reason I borrowed him a dollar because he had offered to pay for a lap dance, and I'm like, that's okay.
Right.
I don't need any money. I'll be fine. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll need that dollar now. Mm-hmm. And the Asian girl climbed off me after that.
And then she told all the other ones, don't go to him.
Precisely.
He's just got a dollar.
Precisely. I don't even remember what event that was. It must have been someone's bachelor party or something.
Ben's?
It may have been Ben's. Was I at Ben's bachelor party?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember if I was.
Yeah, well, we're out of time.
Yep.
Adam,
anyway.
Do you have anything to promote?
Nope. Not right now.
Nope, you're just doing fine.
Yep.
It's me, Mario.
Ah! I thought you were looking for that David Lee Roth song.
Oh, I gave up.
Okay.
That's what I do. Hold on. I don't know what it was. Sarah won't let me know what it is, so I had to
right.
Give up.
Yeah. It's okay.
No.
Let's see if I can turn this volume down. That's not it. Oh, there's the volume. It's covered up by that. Sorry, I have to play it by pretending I know what I'm doing. Here we go.
It's me, Mario.
Stop it. There we go. Anyways, Adam's got nothing to promote. Sarah, once again, please promote.
Go to Strange Folk Festival, Union Station, I think September 26th and 27th?
No, yeah.
27, 28?
Something like that.
That whole weekend, just show up. Something will be happening.
Live performances that Friday.
Yes.
The whole mall is going to be filled with handcrafted crafts.
Yes.
Do you have to pay to get in?
No.
It's free to get in, but you may have to pay for parking.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's still Union Station. I may still have some tickets.
And guys... The fudgery is still there.
Oh.
What time is it?
Fudge time.
The fudgery. You start collecting your little spoons.
Ew.
So they give you little spoons whenever you have a sample of fudge. I am Ryan O. That's not true. But Ryan is. So go to his Twitter page. I am Ryan O. He had to work this evening. I know. 1 minute. I see that. I should have it set that'll tell me how much it is instead of doing that. Okay. Erin, she can't be here tonight because she is with her in-laws, who are apparently going to be moving in next door. So that will be some good fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Nick has a baby, which they took on a boat. And we had a guest, Kat, who was here a couple weeks ago. She also had to work. So nobody can come in to do shows.
Everybody's busy.
Everyone's living lives, man.
That's right.
All right, guys. That's enough. Adam, is once again lovely to hear your voice.
You too.
We should do this next week.
Sure.
All right, Sarah.
See you next week.
All right.
Goodbye. Is that what you wanted me to say?
I was saying, should we do this next week?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, all right, maybe. Everyone. No, I will be at a meeting. I will not be able to partake.
Then it'll
in
be this. It'll be naked podcast.
Oh, okay.
All right, everyone. See you. And I'm going to turn the music up and say goodbye. Well, the live listeners can't hear anymore, but you guys who download will be able to hear it.
That's right.
All right, but
this is an Easter egg.
An
right?
Easter egg. Or for the downloaders. That's dumb. So on behalf of me, Dave, Adam, and Crafty Sarah, Strange Folk Festival, September, Union Station, sarahprettyfun.etsy.com. Find her online. And Nick and Aaron and whoever else does a show, let's all do the Rhino and Posma Cat. Let's all do this again sometime, shall we? See you.
So